Council, good morning. This is the case of Sanitary Improvement District number 67 versus Nebraska Department of Roads. And we will begin this morning with introductions by the court. I'm Mike Havikin, the Chief Justice. And by order of seniority as to service on the court, the other members of the court will introduce themselves. Mr. Jungers, you may be seated for a moment.
William Castle, good morning.
Stephanie Stacy, good morning.
Good morning, Jeff Funk.
Jonathan Papik.
And John Frankfurt.
I should note that Justice Miller-Lerman will be participating on the briefs in regard to this case. Counsel, Mr. Jungers, you're with us here today. And Mr. Gaffey, are you with us?
Yes, sir.
And Mr. Rice, are you with us?
Yes, sir.
Counsel, while you are seated at council table, please keep your masks on. When you are presenting to the court, please take your mask off so that we can hear and understand what you have to say. Do any counsel have any questions before we begin? I guess I do have a question. Mr. Gaffey and Mr. Rice, how are you going to split your argument? Or are you?
We are. The state was expecting to take 8 minutes.
8 minutes and 2 minutes for Mr. Rice. Very good. You have to keep track of that time yourself. You understand that? Okay. Any questions from anybody else? With that, Mr. Jungers, good morning to you again. You may approach and you may proceed.
I would like to reserve whatever time I have left for rebuttal. Mr. Chief Justice, members of the court, and I'm Dean Jungers. And I represent Sanitary Improvement District number 67 of Sarpy County, Nebraska. The district is composed of approximately 350 residences that it serves. They are located south of Bellevue. We're here today about two accesses to Highway 75. Prior to the state getting involved in the restructuring of Highway 75, it was a highway that you could get on and get off of, both north and south, from our subdivision.
Did the state take all access to Highway 75 away from you?
Yes.
You have no access to the highway?
No, not all access. They did replace there were two axes, the north one and the south one. They were about a half mile apart. The north access they replaced with a frontage road. The south access has been closed off completely. And it's mainly that south access that we're concerned about. The principal authority here that we're looking at, I think, is what this case turns on. Number one, this is a matter of standing. The district court dismissed us out because they said we didn't have standing to contest this because it's a public road. We're looking at or relying on Section 391327, which is, in my mind, similar to the Tort Claims Act, in that it governs and grants the authority to the Department of Roads or the Department of Transportation to take this access. And we're not saying they can't take it, but the way they did it and was not proper. They didn't reach any kind of an agreement with the SID. They didn't condemn it with the SID.
Would the money, if there was money paid for the taking, would it go to the SID?
I'm sorry?
If there was money paid for the taking, would it go to the SID?
Yes, and the SID would then go ahead and reconstruct through our eminent domain ability a replacement access to the south to Highway 34.
Is that feasible?
Sorry?
Is that feasible? Is there evidence in the record that that could be done?
It's feasible. It's about a $3 million project. But
is that way 34?
They replaced the north access with a road about a half mile long to Fairview Road.
Is there any restricted access to Highway 34?
There is an access available, and it's the one that, if you're familiar with the area, it the other side of the road goes to La Platte, so it's just a bait, just a opposite side of Highway 34 to do that. But what we're here today is for standing. We haven't got that far as to what the damages are or where we're at. And Section 1327 recognizes that the access to highways is a property right. And who owns that property right? The SID does. They have the streets. The individual residents don't, because they didn't have direct access to the Highway 75. The only access was through the streets.
Has this court ever spoken directly about standing for SIDs in condemnation cases?
I don't believe they have, Judge. They have said that with respect to the difference between a city and a state, or city and a SID, or a county and an SID, they've said that the county is a general statutory grant, and the SID is a specific, and that the specific statutory grant takes precedence over the general.
Have we spoken about whether or not, for example, counties have standing in condemnation cases?
No, but I don't believe they have. I haven't seen that, Judge.
Are SIDs a creation of a statutory creation?
The SID statutory creation gives us authority to build the streets.
Does the legislature have the power to take whatever powers they have granted you to this point? Do they have the authority to take those powers away from you?
The legislature does, but not the Department of Roads. Section 1327 provides that the Department of Roads may acquire in public or private property rights of access as are deemed necessary. So it does give them the authority to take the access, which is the street, part of the street title, if you will, it's just like, and we're treated just like an ordinary citizen is. If there was a driveway adjacent or that had access to the highway, then.
Well, let me ask you in a little bit different way.
Okay.
I believe the state argues that an SID is not a person for the purposes of the constitutional protection, the Nebraska constitutional protections.
That's
for the taking of property.
It's our position, Judge, that that's not a logical interpretation of 1327. If you can take public property through the means that are set forth in 1327, which are gift, agreement, condemnation, adverse possession, or prescription, somebody's got to give that, or somebody's got to be the defendant in the public property portion of that statute. And so it's our position that it's the SID, it's their street. The county has admitted in open court that it's our street. And it's just like, there's a case out in Kearney where the state and the city closed off a street by agreement, but it had to be an agreement between the city and the state. And I think that's what the state was trying to do with respect to the this case, was they thought that this, the county owned it, and they don't. The SID owns the street. And so they did enter into an agreement with the county, but we were left out. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Mr. Gaffey, good morning to you. You may proceed, and if you would, take your mask off.
Sorry. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks for that reminder. May it please the court, I'm Assistant Attorney General Matthew Gaffey, and I represent the appellee, State of Nebraska Department of Transportation, in this matter. The state requests this court to affirm the order of dismissal entered by the district court below. There are three independent bases for this court to affirm the district court's order. First, the SID, when acting in a governmental capacity, is not a private person with a right to compensation under Article 1, Section 21 of the Nebraska Constitution.
Is that the reason why the district court dismissed this case?
I believe it was, Your Honor. I think it's a part of the standing argument. And so it had to do with abutting property owner, and abutting property owner is a private right. It's all kind of mixed together into the analysis, but ultimately to have standing in these cases, the district court found that to have standing, there are two ways a party can have standing, which is a loss of access to the public roads, or if that party had a proprietary ownership interest in the public road, or if the party was an abutting property owner denied access to the public road. The court found that none of those existed, and so the person
on the face of the petition, the SID claims it is the owner.
It claims that it is the owner, but it also claims it's the owner by virtue of a dedication. And a dedication cannot create a private property ownership interest for an SID in public streets. Public streets are determined to be a governmental function by any governmental entity. And by Nebraska case decisions, that doesn't give rise to the proprietary or private interest. It's only a governmental interest. So by their own pleadings, they can't be an owner in a private or proprietary capacity.
But they would be an owner in the governmental
capacity.
Let's analogize to a municipality. You have a dedication of streets in a city. Pick whatever class you want. The city becomes the owner of those streets, right?
By statute, that right. Is correct, but that is by statute. There's no corresponding statute for an SID to become an owner.
So the only thing happens then when they dedicate it, who becomes the owner? You can't say that no public entity is the owner. Is it the county?
It's a public road, and by statute, the public roads are under the jurisdiction of the county. Under 392101, the functional classifications set that out: city streets, county roads, and state highways.
Maintain these roads? Oh, that?
The SID maintains the roads, but maintenance does not equate ownership of property. They have a statutory duty. Again, that's a statutory duty to maintain those roads. The county can maintain them also. It's within the county's power. Under the SID 2 decision, the county has concurrent authority, but they're dedicated to the public, so the public owns them. SID is an administrative subdivision, a political subdivision of the state of Nebraska, charged with performing that maintenance, acting essentially as an administrative body, money conduit for collecting taxes and using that tax money to pay for the maintenance of the roads. They're just an administrative conduit. But the ownership is with the public and their public roads. 3921.01 would say that that's within the counties.
Who would have the power to vacate?
The county. SID does not have the power to vacate, abandon, alter, improve, or to operate a road system. They don't have jurisdiction. They can't even put up a road sign. They can't even put up a stop sign. So the county would be the one. And that goes to the appellant's arguments about this general versus specific. That's only if there's a conflict of laws between, conflict of statutes between the county and the SID, and there's no conflict here. So the county would retain that authority.
I believe you argue that an SID is not a person for the purposes of protections against taking under the Nebraska Constitution. Can you explain that for us?
Yes, Your Honor. The Rock County v. Spire case is the central decision on that, but that's been stated in other cases as well. And I do note that Rock County at the beginning, the court indicated, made a special note that the parties hadn't raised standing, which I interpreted to me an indication from that court that it was questioning standing. But Rock County expressly states that a governmental entity acting in a governmental capacity is not a person under the Nebraska Constitution.
So Rock County was not a person.
Correct.
What about SIDs?
SID is slightly different in that it has a dual capacity, a dual corporate, and a dual governmental capacity. And when the SID is acting in its corporate or proprietary capacity, it could be a person. Say, for instance, collecting a tax lien. Tax liens, absolutely. Those could be brought up in a condemnation action and you could be a person. But when it's acting in a governmental capacity, when it's on that side of the fence, it is not a person under the Constitution, which could be a natural person or an artificial person. It is neither of those in a governmental capacity. And I don't think there's any question under the case law, but that operating a system of public roads is a governmental function. So I don't think the SID can hop on both sides of that fence as it suits its needs. It has to, when it's functioning as a governmental entity, that's where it has to live and that's where its rights reside.
If the city had access to Highway 75 and that access was closed off by the state, is there a take? Is it different?
I think it's different because, again, the cities are the owner of property by statute. There's a statute that gives them that ownership right. And so it is
for taking.
I would argue they are not a person for the taking. And what I note is that 391327 does have a clause at the very end that talks about the state being able to mitigate damages incurred or created by the taking. And that clause would have no purpose if all this had to be acquired either through purchase or condemnation. That's why that clause is in there. When you close a city street, and there are statutory provisions also that involve the city having some rights, but you know that city's rights would arise under due process the statutory. Most of those are brought on an injunction action, so the city would be able to enjoin that action under its statutory rights. And that would be its vehicle.
But an SID cannot.
An SID cannot, that is correct. An SID is a limit, does not have the full panoply of municipal rights or municipal corporation, but they're not subject to chapters 14, 15 through 19, all that municipal code. They just have that limited set of rights under under 31700.
Taking more.
So in conclusion, the appellee state of Nebraska contends that the SID is not entitled to compensation under the Nebraska Constitution for three independent reasons. The SID is not a person. Its claims arise entirely out of circuity of travel arguments that are not allowed, that are not compensable under the Anderson v. State line of cases, and that it does not hold any private or proprietary interest in the publicly dedicated streets. This concludes the state's arguments, and I appreciate your attention. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Mr. Rice, it looks like you've got a minute and 2 seconds.
Thank you. I appreciate the time. Mr. Chief Justice, members of the court, may it please the court. My name is John Rice. I'm with the Sarpy County Attorney's Office representing Appalachia Sarpy County. I don't intend to re-go over the arguments that have already been discussed. I do wish, I think, to make maybe a little bit of a finer point, as was inquired of the court, as to the public-private nature of the road. The SID has the operational ownership, or whatever term we may call it, of the interior roadways. And one of the things that I thought that might kind of bring this to light a little bit is understanding the nature of how the roadways come about and the SIDs come about. And when the SIDs are formed and they form a plat, they do the public dedication, that's the animal which gets us the public road. And the court relied, the district court relied on the fact that what that does, or in the court's opinion, what that does, and I agree with this, is that divests the somewhat private interests out of it and dedicates it into the public. So it gains a set of responsibilities and loses a set of rights over the property. Okay, so the responsibilities are the maintenance responsibility and things that are given to it in statute. But I think that the private property nature is removed. And so that's why it becomes not subject to takings clause. I see my time's up.
So by statute, then it becomes a county road?
Well, it's a funny thing. We're talking about the ownership of the road. And I think we're really looking at the rights and responsibilities of it. The county probably has the more general authority over the road and actually has the vacation authority over the road. The SID cannot do that. The SID has, by nature of its statutory authority and nature of its dedication, has responsibilities to it, and that's the maintenance of it. And the state was correct. There's very little it can do with it. Can't put a sign up, can't close the road, can't do things like that. So it is an administrative function that it has. But the road loses its unique character if the private developer, and this happens in Sarpy County and others, there are private developments and the interior roads are private. County has nothing to do with it. We don't maintain it. We may not plow it. We may not do anything like that.
Is it because there's no dedication?
There's no dedication. The dedication then, and then the county would actually affirmatively have to accept the dedication for it to come into inventory. So if it's not accepted by the SIDs usually are interior and they take care of their own interior everything, you know, interior to the district itself. So, but that's the responsibility side. The rights have been divested by the dedication, making it a public animal instead of a private road, which they retain all rights. Thank you.
Thank you very much. We have any time for rebuttal.
1 minute and 21 seconds,
Mr. Jungers.
Thank you, Your Honor. The matter of the ownership, the case law says that the dedication creates a fee simple interest in that roadway. And in my mind, the way it's set up is that the SID owns the roadway, but the public has a right of an easement to travel on it. But they've got the obligation to maintain it. If somebody tried to block it off, we would have the authority to try and, if it was private person, to take them out to court or to do something to get them to unblock the road.
In this particular case, when the plat and dedication occurred, what entity accepted
plat.
Judge, I'm not sure whether the SID was in existence at the time that it was platted. I just haven't researched that. But that's who it would be the entity that was in possession or at the time of the platting.
Is the plat itself in our record?
I'm sorry?
Is the plat in our record?
No. I tried to offer it and the judge wouldn't allow it.
So it was marked as an exhibit and offered?
Yes.
Is it included in a bill of exceptions?
No, he would not. No, it was not. You asked about vacation. The SID does have a authority to sell off surplus property by statute. And if a road wasn't being used, they could sell off part of that roadway, I believe.
And what section are you relying on there? If I look for it, it's going to be surplus property?
Yeah. Right. It's under the SID sections.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. That concludes arguments in Sanitary Improvement District number 67 versus Nebraska Department of Roads. Council, when you leave the courtroom today, please leave by the side door to the left of the court and to your right.